This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألم عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد عباد الله. My dear brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Anbiya and the Prophets to their people, the entire message was summarized in one single practice, and that practice we call it tazkiyah. Tazkiyah, which means to purify yourself and grow in faith. Qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he sent Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun, go to him and ask him, tell him, هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. Shall I guide you so you can purify yourself, that you grow in this faith? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the ummah, he says, among what he sent him with, قال, وَلِيُزَكِّيهِمْ. He's purifying them, help them to grow in this faith. And that message became very clear to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the entire purpose of our ibadah, our struggle, our worshiping subhanahu wa ta'ala is to achieve that tazkiyah. قَالَ تَعَالَى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تزكى وقال وقد افلح من زكاها. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, successful is the one who purifies himself, grows in faith. Successful is the one who does that. So the whole purpose is really to grow in this deen, not to be stagnant where you are. That's a message that is extremely important to understand. Developing yourself as a mu'min, developing yourself as a Muslim has no end. It has no end, my dear brothers and sisters. And you're going to be constantly, every single day, growing somewhere in one of those areas of your life. It's extremely important that you do so. Why that? Why is that? Why do we need to grow, you know, in our iman, in our deen, in our character? What's the point of that? For a few things. Number one, we have to understand this deen, deenullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is mateen. It's strong. And we need strong people to carry it. Weak people cannot. قال الله تبارك وتعالى when he sent the Quran to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. He said, listen, you need to get up and pray at night. You pray half of the night, more or less, the entire night if you can. Why? He said, because إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. We're going to send you very heavy word. Very heavy. You can't take the deen of Allah lightly, ya jama'. Nowadays, we live the age of social media and TikTok and all these things, and everybody has now access to speak about the deen as they wish. You have people having microphones and having, mashallah, cameras and now giving fatwas right and left and everything about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot take the deen of Allah lightly. It's heavy. It requires strong people to carry it. Another thing that we have to understand on the Day of Judgment, each and every one of us going to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. قال الله تبارك وتعالى قال وإن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آت الرحمن عبدا. Everybody on the Day of Judgment, they're going to come to Ar-Rahman, the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala, as servant, which means you have no escape, you can't go anywhere. What did he say about that? قال قد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا. He count each and every one of them. He brought them all together. No one's going to escape that. And then وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا. And all of you are going to stand before him alone. So don't be lonely on that day. Yes, you'll be standing alone, but don't be lonely. You have your amal to prove it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you deserve to be rewarded for it. Brothers and sisters, another thing that we need it for the ummah right now. If you look at the condition of the ummah, Allah al-musta'an, it's sad that one day we used to be the leaders of the world in everything, in morality, in character, in akhlaq, in science, in knowledge, in civilization, in technology, in everything. And right now the Muslims are just on the tail of that. Why is that? Because I guess we're not just taking that concept of growing seriously. Everybody just for themselves right now. This society of ours and civilization of our time succeeded convincing people with that level of individualism. extreme radical individualism. Everybody lives for themselves. As long as I'm successful, as long as I achieve my goals, I'm good. What about as a community? And that's why, unfortunately, in our time, we have less and less number of murabbis, like those who truly can be, subhanAllah, well-guided to guide you through that and take you by hand to get you to the safety, inshallah. There are very few, Jama'ah. Wallahi, there are very few. I mean, even at the level of our masajid here in America, we have, mashallah, a few thousand masajid here. How many masjid doesn't have an imam? The majority of masajid in America don't have imams, Jama'ah. It's just we lack of imams. Why? Because it's hard and difficult, this kind of task and job. So that means that as individuals, I have more right now responsibility to take care of myself. Brothers and sisters, where can I grow? Here are a few things I want to share with you, the areas where you can grow, inshallah, ta'ala, as a believer. And I want to mention this right now. Why? Because Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is an iman booster. However, it doesn't last long, which means whatever energy you develop in Ramadan is not going to stay with you. I'm giving you a heads up right now, a month before Ramadan starts. So you can build yourself until that moment. So when Ramadan comes, you're not about to start. No, you're building on the momentum you built so far. So by the end of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, you have grown so much in your iman, your character, and many other things. Here are a few areas I want to share with you, inshallah, to focus on, bidnillahi azza wa jal, where you can grow, develop yourself, bidnillahi ta'ala. Number one, the first area is knowledge and skill. Knowledge and skill. You see, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask for more of anything except for what? Knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to ask more of knowledge. Nothing else. Not money, not fame, not strength. No, knowledge. Because it's all about knowledge. It's all about knowledge. You can be the strongest in physics and subhanAllah in math and everything, but when it comes to the ilm that benefits you in your life, you lack it probably. You might be strong with your body, but with your ilm, if you're weak, you can't use it wisely. So brothers and sisters, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Ask yourself every single day before you go to sleep, how much did you grow in knowledge? How many books did you read? I'm not talking about the 5 seconds you read here and there, you know, on these tweets. No, I'm talking about real books where you sit down and you read it, even if it was a summary. How much do you grow in your knowledge? Whether it's knowledge in your field, knowledge in your life, in dunya, knowledge even in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much you grow every single day. In terms of the skill, in hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Sunan al-Bayhaqi, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna allaha yuhibbu ahadukum idha amila amalan an yutqina. Allah loves a person when he or she does something, they do it with ihsan, which means with perfection. It doesn't matter what that is. Whether it's you writing a paper, or you're finishing a report, or you're doing an exercise, or you're making wudu, or read your Quran, or make your dhikr, or cook your meal, whatever that is, we are the ummah of ihsan, the ummah of perfection. And if you don't know how to do something, you learn it. And if it's so hard for you to learn it, you know what? I will put the effort in, because that's where the pleasure comes from. When you'll be able to endure and overcome difficulties to accomplish that. Ask yourself a question. What skill I've been trying to develop, whether it's something spiritual, something physical, something intellectual, whatever that is. What skill you've been trying to develop all these months and years, and you keep postponing this and you're pushing it away? This is the time to do it, inshallah ta'ala. Focus on this. Grow in your skill and your knowledge, my dear brothers and sisters. Number two, we need to grow in our akhlaq and behavior, which means in our character, our conduct. Our deen is all of it summarized in this mas'ala. It's akhlaq. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, قال إنما بعثت لأتمم مصالح الأخلاق. I was sent to the world. He was sent to the world with this message that we all know, we call it Islam. The entire message for what? قال لأتمم مصالح الأخلاق, to help people perfect their character. The whole purpose is to perfect your character. Are you developing your character? What matters of akhlaq do you think you lack? Maybe I'm a bit, you know, kind of hasty. Maybe I'm always, my tongue is unfortunately, you know, out of control. Maybe this. What area of akhlaq and manners you believe I need to work on? Maybe I should work on my patience. Maybe I should work on how I smile in face of people. Maybe, I don't know. Find something that you need to develop, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, knowing that being with good akhlaq and good manners, it doesn't just reward you in the dunya with good, alhamdulillah, mention amongst the people. In the akhirah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned there is nothing heavier for you on the scale than your husn al-khuluq, your good manners. And those who are good with good manners, they will be the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. May Allah make us some of them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, you need to continue to grow your akhlaq. Like I said, what do you mean by that? Learn something new, practice something better, excel in everything that you do, in the way you talk to people, the way you behave with them, in everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even taught us a dua. When you look in the mirror, when you look in the mirror, you say, Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fa hassan khuluqi. Ya Allah, you beautified my looks. I ask you to beautify my manners, my akhlaq. What a beautiful dua that is, Jama'ah. What a beautiful dua you remind yourself every single day, in the morning, before you leave, before you start your day, says, my Lord, you made me look beautiful. And you are. In the way Allah created you, you are perfect in that sense. So ya Allah, perfect my akhlaq for me. Not just my looks, the way also I behave and deal with the people. Brothers and sisters, it's extremely important that we do that. Number three, where do we need to grow? In your ibadah. Ramadan, like I said, is an iman booster. You find yourself, alhamdulillah, having that all of a sudden, that energy comes out of nowhere to bring you to the masjid every single day. Not just that. You don't just pray and leave. You pray and you stay. And you're willing to stay at night, even past midnight, even until Fajr time in the last 10 nights. You're willing to do all of this. Where is this energy coming from? That means you have it already. It's in you. Why are we just using Ramadan? Why can't we use outside of the month of Ramadan? So ask yourself, when was the last time I did tahajjud? How long was it? How often do I do that? When was the last time you fasted since the month of Ramadan? When was that? Why can't you do this? When was the last time you stayed from Fajr all the way until sunrise? When was the last time you made sure that all your nafil and your sunnahs of that day are done before you went to sleep? When was that? Increase in your ibadah and your ta'ah. Some of us, alhamdulillah, their ibadah is better through spending. So they give charity. Others through prayers. Others through fasting. Find your ibadah. What is the best that you can do and you improve, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And make sure to do it regularly. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. The most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those most continuous, even if it was little. You do something and you grow with it, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, number four, what we need to work on is learn to be patient and in control. What does that mean? Because those who have the quality of patience, Jama'ah, and persevere well, alhamdulillah, they perform better in this life. You know, our deen teaches about the delayed reward and delayed gratification, right? This culture is the opposite. The culture of our time is all about instant gratification. Your deen is telling you delayed gratification is better for you. What does that mean? Instead of being hasty and rushing just to satisfy yourself at every second that your nafs desires something, so you jump into it, and that's why we mess up in our lives. No. It is teaching us to listen. I know this is very pleasurable. This is very nice. It looks so sweet. You know, it has this kind of... But astaghfirullah, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan. I'm not going to do this. Why is that? Because you learn to exercise patience. You know that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us that when a man came to him and he says, قال رسول الله, teach me something. He said, قال لا تغضب. Don't be angry. And the man is just like, okay, can I learn something else? Because لا تغضب, don't be angry. And the man is now probably getting upset. He's like, I got that. Ya Rasulullah, give me something. He goes, لا تغضب, third time. And that's when the man realized, you know what, that's it. Which means you need to control yourself. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is coming. You're going to be fasting. I know there's like a joke that when I'm hungry, I'm angry. But please don't do that in real life. Keep it a joke. But in reality, when you fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should grow in your spirituality. It should make you a better person, not a worse individual. It should raise your akhlaq better, not make it worse, justifying it with ibadah such as fasting. No. Make sure that you grow with them when Ramadan comes, inshallah ta'ala. There is so much to practice of this part, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, another thing we need to grow in, inshallah, is our social circles. Why is that? Because you are the average of the few people you surround yourself with. They say between 7 and 10 people. Look at your circle. The 7, 10 people you surround yourself with, you associate yourself most of the time. Who are they? Who are they? You know what? The 7 accounts you watch online, what are they? Just look at these things and you will see who you are. As-sahib, sahib. Friends gravitate. قُلْ لِي مَنْ تُصَاحِبْ أَقُولَكَ مَنْ أَنْتَ. Tell me who your friends are, I can tell you who you are. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, الرَّجُلُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ. You are, will be following the deen, which means the practice of your own companion. So look at your circle. If that circle is benefiting you in the dunya and in the akhirah, alhamdulillah, increase now the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu with good people. But if you know that these people only increase you in entertainment, recreation, have fun, alhamdulillah, you know what, it's neutral. But it's not going to be beneficial in the akhirah very much. But if your circle is unfortunately is always discouraging you from improving in your deen and your dunya, you're in the wrong circle. So find a better circle, inshallah ta'ala, and grow in your social relationships. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we are an ummah of purpose. We are an ummah of purpose. You don't do anything just like that. You need to make sure there is an objective for everything that you do. Everything you do. So therefore, grow in planning, having good planning for your life, for matters of dunya, and even in the akhirah. The Prophet says in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, قال, احرص على ما ينفعك. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. He said, always look for that which is beneficial to you and seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't be lazy. Very simple message. But those three words, Jama'ah, is a roadmap for life. If you can focus on your goals and accomplish and achieve and grow, inshallah ta'ala, I hope Ramadan will be the best Ramadan for you this year and beyond. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the rest of it, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I already mentioned to you that Ramadan is coming very soon. Less than a month, inshallah ta'ala, and we will be in Allah Azza wa Jal enjoy the beautiful spirit of the month of Ramadan. May Allah make us among those who live until Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. That we fast the month of Ramadan. That we go through it and we grow through it, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, in this month right now, all I mentioned to you, I hope that you can go back again to the recording, write it down, and make your own plan for this month, inshallah, of Sha'ban. In Sha'ban, Hadith Usama bin Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala wa rada, قال قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور كما تصوم من شعبان. I've never seen you fasting any other month more than your month in شعبان. Like, is there any something special about it? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك شهر يغفل عنه الناس. That's a month many people are completely oblivious of it. They don't pay attention to it. بين رجب ورمضان. It comes between Rajab, which many people, they focus on it, especially by the time of the Prophet ﷺ. It has a special occasion among the Jahiliyyah time. And Ramadan, where of course the Ibadah comes in. So therefore, everybody, instead of preparation for Ramadan with spirituality, we start getting lazy. We try to eat as much as we can, sleep as much as we can, because when once Ramadan starts, you're not going to enjoy that anymore. So we go lazy instead of going actually to build for the month of Ramadan. So brothers and sisters, it's a very important month. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, qalat, I've never seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting a month, like almost completely as much as he did in Sha'ban. Kana yasum hatta naqul la yuftar. Wa yuftar hatta yuqul la nasum. She said, sometimes he would fast the entire month until we say he's not gonna break his fast. But he would break his fast 1 or 2 days. And sometimes he wouldn't fast much. But Sha'ban is a good time to start your planning so you can grow, inshallah, in all these areas and more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us successful in dunya and akhirah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka anta al-alimul hakeem. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakki anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha mawlaha, ibadallah, inna Allah malaikata salluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله